Chapter 2 Raggedy Ann Learns a Lesson. Marcella's dolls were always very good and did not move while she was in the room. One day Marcella put her dolls against the wall. She told them to be good little children while she was away. When Marcella left the room, the tin soldier smiled at Raggedy Ann. When the dolls heard the front gate close, they knew they were alone in the house.
"Now let's have some fun," said the tin soldier.
They all stood up.
"Let's find something to eat."
"Yes, let's find something to eat," said all the other dolls.
"When Marcella took me to play outside today, we went to a door at the back of the house. I smelled something very good," said Raggedy Ann.
"Then you must take us there," said Lisa.
"I think it would be a good idea to make Raggedy Ann our leader for this trip,"
Uncle Clem said. All the other dolls smiled and shouted,
"Yes, Raggedy Ann is our leader."
Raggedy Ann felt happy and said she would be their leader.
"Follow me,"
she said, and started walking across the room. The other dolls ran after her. They went through the house until they came to the kitchen door.
"This is the door," said Raggedy Ann.
Now all the other dolls could smell something good. They knew it would be very nice to eat. But none of the dolls were tall enough to open the door. They pulled, they pushed, but the door stayed closed. The dolls were talking and pulling and pushing. At times one doll would fall down, then other dolls would climb up on her to open the door. But the door wouldn't open. Finally, Raggedy Ann sat down on the floor. When the other dolls saw Raggedy Ann sitting with her hands on her head, they knew she was thinking.
"Shh,"
they said to each other. They sat quietly in front of her.
"There must be a way to get in the kitchen," said Raggedy Ann.
"Raggedy says there must be a way to get inside," said all the other dolls.
"I can't think clearly today," said Raggedy Ann. "It feels like I have a hole in my head."
Lisa ran to Raggedy Ann and took off her cap.
"Yes, there is a hole in your head, Raggedy,"
she said. Then she took a needle from her dress and used it to shut the hole in Raggedy's head.
"It does not look very good, but I think I closed it,"
she said.
"I feel so much better,"
said Raggedy Ann happily.
"Now I can think clearly."
"Now Raggedy can think clearly," shouted all the dolls.
"My thoughts were running out of the hole before,"
said Raggedy Ann.
"They were running out, Raggedy," shouted all the other dolls.
"Now that I can think clearly,"
said Raggedy Ann,
"I think the door must be locked, and to get in we must unlock it with the key. See, there's a key in the door."
"But the lock is too high for us,"
said Helen.
"What can we do?"
"Yes, what can we do?"
the tin soldier said. No one had any idea. After thinking for a minute more, Raggedy Ann said,
"I know what we'll do."
She asked Jumping Jack to try to open the door. Jack had a stick that was good for jumping. He jumped higher and higher on his stick. He jumped up to the key, turned it, and unlocked the door. Then the dolls all pushed. The door opened. The dolls ran into the kitchen. They all wanted to be the first to get to the food. They quickly climbed up on the kitchen cupboard. They ran quickly and they pushed each other. One of the dolls pushed over a bottle of milk. The bottle fell on Lisa. The milk spilled out and made Lisa's dress wet. Uncle Clem found some bread. He sat down and started to eat it. A jar of raspberry jam fell over and the dolls began eating the jam. They ate so much jam that their faces became purple. The tin soldier fell off the cupboard 3 times, but he climbed up again and again. The dolls had so much fun, they ate as much as they could. Suddenly, they heard the front gate open. They jumped on the floor and ran back to their room as fast as they could. But they were too late. Just as Marcella came into the room, the dolls stopped moving.
"This is funny,"
said Marcella.
"They were all sitting in a line when I left. Why are they in different places now?
Did my dog Fido move them?
Then she saw Raggedy Ann's face and picked her up.
Oh, Raggedy Ann, you are covered with jam.
Marcella put Raggedy Ann's hand in her mouth.
Yes, it's jam. Oh, Raggedy Ann, you've been to the kitchen. The other dolls were with you, too.
Then Marcella dropped Raggedy Ann on the floor and left the room. When she came back, she picked up all the dolls and put them in a basket. Then she took them outside. There she washed all the dolls until they were clean. Then she hung them on the clothesline in the sunshine to dry. The dolls hung there all day.
I think she washed my face so hard that my smile is almost gone,
said Raggedy Ann after an hour of silence.
Nope, it's still there, said the Tin Soldier.
Just then, the wind blew strongly, and Helen fell to the grass below. Late in the afternoon, Marcella came out with a table and chairs. Then she took all the dolls from the clothesline and sat them on chairs around the table. They all drank lemonade and ate small cookies with sugar on them. When they finished eating, the dolls were taken into the house. Marcella combed their hair and dressed them in pajamas. Then Marcella placed them in their beds and kissed each one goodnight. Then she walked quietly out of the room. The dolls did not talk for a few minutes. Then Raggedy Ann said,
I've been thinking.
Listen, said all the other dolls. Raggedy's been thinking.
Yes,
said Raggedy Ann.
I've been thinking. Marcella gave us nice things to eat under the trees to teach us something. I think she wanted to teach us that we must never take without asking. So let's remember this. We'll try never to do anything that makes the people who love us unhappy.
Yes, let us all remember,
cried all the other dolls. And Raggedy Ann, with a happy look in her button eyes, lay back in her little bed. Her cotton head was filled with thoughts of love and happiness.